Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new day and new light for life so that we can partake of life and life in abundance and die to the natural, die to that which brings about the curse in our lives, Father God. Thank you because you have taken hold of us, Father God, and you are moving us forward to live in the Spirit, to live in faith, and to not live by sight and live by fear. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, precious brothers and sisters. Our reading is Psalms 116, and it's verses 14 to 16.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I'm your servant. I'm your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
Okay. Hallelujah. Now, just the key that I just want to speak on here this morning is this verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now, just taking that word just like that, we can see many references to that, specifically, you know, going all the way and living for the Lord and then even giving the ultimate sacrifice, just showing the dedication and commitment. And that's dying, martyrs, dying for the faith. And we see that with Peter, we see that with Paul, and we saw that with Stephen, the first martyr that was stoned. I mean, when Stephen died, we see the Lord actually standing up. But I want to just point out something here that is deeper. And this came to me when I was at the church in Foulddrift. We had a young girl there, and I just happened to have heard and needed to talk to her about school. She was a problem in the school with the kids, and then she was a problem with the teachers as well. And in ministry, in what we were sharing, she stood up and said, I will die for the Lord. And I could use that to say to her, my girl, the dying for the Lord is something that you've got to start taking hold of in the small things. If you can't do the small things, and you can't, like Paul said, die daily, you know, and die in the sense of saying no to the wrong things and yes to the right things, loving the truth and hating evil, being, as the word says, being babes to evil, wise to what is good, the God of peace crushes Satan underneath your feet. And you will never be able to go do that ultimate sacrifice. So it's about building your faith, walking in the goodness of the Lord, and then putting off aside your fears, putting off your carnal attitudes and actions. And so in just reading this morning, I just, you know, had more insight in this. And it's actually just in the context. And let's go back here and let's see the context. It says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Just read there further.
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all these people.
So here we can see, you know, in the context here and that there, it's what the psalmist is saying, what will I do to be pleasing as unto the Lord, you know? And we can see here, taking a cup of salvation, calling on the name of the Lord, I pay my vows, whatever I God has showed me and I've taken hold of, I will do, you know. You can see this is it's about dedication. And it's like Paul says, I die daily, you know. So those are the things that pleases the Lord. Those are the things that makes us saints. A saint can't be someone, you either a sinner because you haven't been born again, or you're a saint. And you're a saint because you have embraced the love, the steadfast love, the mercies of God. And that's all beautiful things that we find in the Lord, that we find in faith, that we find in drawing close to the Lord. So I just want to go back and just see more of this, where we see, you know, where you making sacrifices, you showing your dedication, and that is pleasing to the Lord. So you dying to self, and you arising to the Lord. You are embracing this new and the better covenant. In verse 2 of the psalm, we can see you calling on Him. You're not calling on people around you. You're not calling on, you're calling on God. So it's a dedication to want the things of God. And then verse 4, you see, He delivers my soul. And that's it. You don't want your soul, your will, your intellect, and emotions to be in the wrong things. You want to dwell in the things. The Bible tells us our lives are hidden with Christ in God. So set your mind on things above, not on this earth. So it's you want your will, intellect, and emotions in tune with God. And that's pleasing to Him. That's showing that you dying to the world and the deception and the lies, but you are alive to the heavenly kingdom, to God, and to His plan. And then in verse 7, rest, He says, rest, O my soul. So his soul is finding rest in the goodness of God, in the wonderful plan of God. Yesterday we spoke about the seventh day, where man was united with God, busy with God, walking with God, experiencing God, and in absolute bliss, no darkness, no lie around them or with them in any way. And that's the Sabbath rest that we enter into when we cease from our own works and enter into the works of God. So there again, that dying to the carnal works, but waking up that you to God, that you made by God, and you made by God for purposes, and that's what you are taking hold of. And then you can see in verse 9, to walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So yeah, that's what it's all about, guys. Not just one day. You know, that one day is definite, but the sad thing is so many people don't wake up to the beauty that's available now to walk before the Lord in the land of the living. This is the ultimate adventure now, bringing the kingdom in, making a stand for righteousness, setting free the captives, breaking the yoke of wickedness, and walking together with the Lord. And then in verse 17, offering the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You see, why does it say sacrifice? Because where there is fear, deception, lies all over, but you're choosing to be thankful. You're choosing to believe God and take Him at His word, and then see the mighty deliverance. See a God that watches over those that appreciate that which is His. Appreciate His praises, His word. Amen. So I just want to share that insight into the what is precious in the sight of the Lord is that you were once at home in the world, in the flesh, in your family inheritance, but now you're in a new family, and you're at home in that family, in that leading, and in that good things. Old things have passed away, and now you're just beholding the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and walking before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen.